Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Those Oscar nominations are going to be coming out in about an hour. Which is when we will be spinning the Bonnaroo Let's wheel, so you can score some passes to go to Bonnaroo. Check out Eminem and the Killers, Muse.
Busy.
We'll also spin the wheel around this time tomorrow morning if you want to win those passes. So make sure you're around this time tomorrow if you don't win today. Also, does that make me crazy? Coming up in about 45 minutes, use the hashtag, does that make me crazy? And those are those things you think are normal, but some friends have started to tell you, you may need to call the Kid Craddock Morning Show. They'll let you know if you're crazy or not. Most likely are. Most people call because they want to be crazy. So we would love to hear those. And also, B-Dub's Music Hangout with our boy Andy Grammer is happening on Friday. So if you like Andy Grammer or you like some live music, he'll be doing a B-Dub's Music Hangout with us then. So join us for that. And speaking of B-Dubs, we had some of that yesterday.
Man.
Speaking of.
Man, oh man, oh man.
It was National Hot Sauce Day.
Yeah.
And Alicia, our phone screener, decided to do a Facebook Live competition between some.
Of course, today she's not having a pie competition.
Hot sauce competition, but we can't have a pie competition.
Right?
Oh, way better. Based on what happened after the show.
Oh, boy.
It was rough. It was who could eat the most blazing hot wings. That's the hottest one. They actually have a challenge.
Yeah, from Buffalo Wild Wing.
And it was whoever drank the milk first lost. And I think we got to around, the most was five. I think we had a couple at four. And Big Al Mac rounded it out at two.
One and a half.
I'm sorry.
I don't even mind being last in this thing because it was bad. I mean, these wings, and I'm a wing person. I love wings. A little hot is fine.
I like spicy, but not where you can't enjoy the flavor.
So here's the thing. The first two, you actually enjoy. Okay. Mm. It's fine.
Mine started kicking in the second one. Yeah.
Then I did I breathed in from through my nose, and it went down my throat. And that is when my body just started sweating.
Rejecting it.
I could feel my face turning red. My head, I think I had a temperature.
Mm.
It was bad. So I don't know how people eat the 12 under 6 minutes or whatever they do with the challenge. But I was driving home yesterday because I left. I was like, my stomach's going to be in shambles. I need to go into a safe area as soon as possible.
Yeah, get in the vicinity.
And I was driving home, and I just wiped my eye. Just because, you know, I'm tired. It's middle of the day, and I wiped it. And as soon as I did it, it was instantaneously burning.
JC?
And so I'm like, oh, so I did the other one because I'm an idiot. I'm like, is it something on my face? No, it's the freaking hot sauce on my fingers.
Yeah.
So now my eyes are watering, and it's one of those where you can barely see, and I see a gas station to my right, and I have to stop at this gas station. I don't know how my parking was because I couldn't tell you, and I run in there. I probably looked like I was going to rob the place or that I was high on some sort of drugs to buy my water. And I just poured it on my face right outside of the gas station. And I look at my parking spot, and I parked right in the middle of the handicap and the regular one.
At that moment, you were kind of.
I was handicapped at that moment. I could not see. So definitely wash your hands if you're going to eat these. Now, Jenna.
I did a similar thing at the gym. I'm sweating on the treadmill. Like, oh, so I did that thing, you know, rub your thumb and your forefinger on your. Both of them, same time.
Isn't it like so both fast?
It was
burned.
How was yours, Jenna? How'd you do after the wing challenge? Because you took part. Did you touch your eyeballs?
Touched my eyes, touched other places. Also was a little sick to my stomach from the hot sauce. Oh. I love the wings. I mean, I eat Buffalo Wild Wings, but I think the heat, nothing in Jenna's body could handle the hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was bad.
The Pepto was my friend.
From the text, y'all are weak. My 9-year-old eats Blazin' every time we go.
Signed, say what?
Signed, black guy.
He eats Blazin' for fun.
Oh, my God.
Yo, your 9-year-old's got stomach of steel.
I think the beer made me a little sick, too. The early morning beer.
Oh, no. That's the only thing that saved me.
Carbonated didn't help.
Oh, it helped burn.
I shotgunned that little beer.
Milk felt so good. But yeah, it was sketchy there. Nick, did you take part? No, you were just watching us.
I was a spectator, but I did try one after y'all did it, and it was tough.
It was
not easy.
It was hard.
No, they call them the right name, Blazin'.
And similar to Jenna, I suffer from lactose intolerance, and so there's all this milk sitting there, and you just want to chug it, but I couldn't. Mm-hmm. So I just sat some in my mouth and didn't swallow it.
Oh, you
just kind of swished it around and spit it back out.
That worked?
It helped. It definitely helped. Yeah.
You had that spectation, and then you were
a spectation.
You're a spectator for our hot wing challenge. I don't know. And you're also a spectator at your son's swim practice.
Yeah, actually, I'm full on involved. Mommy and Daddy are in the pool with their kid.
How old is your son?
He's 16 months old, and we've been doing swim lessons for maybe 6-7 months now.
Oh, you want to teach him because you want him to?
Yeah, it's just very important. Always around water. You know, in the summers, we have families with pools and stuff, so it's very important to get them acclimated to the water and know what to do.
It's a great picture on Kid TV, Nick.
And there he is. You can't hear this on the radio, but he's swimming on my back.
Yeah.
And so last night, Monday nights, I take him while mom's at work. I take him to swim lessons. And I had probably one of the most awkward walks of shame I've ever had in my life. Baby pooed in the pool.
Oh, you know? It's horrible.
It is. It's embarrassing. And luckily, they have them, and I love they do this, they have them wear two sets of swim trunks for reasons like this.
Yeah.
And luckily,
safety net.
Yeah, nothing fell out.
Oh, that's good.
But I did have to say, okay, I'm sorry, we got a
little problem.
He's going to the restroom, and we got to go. And they said, code brown. And so they, out of precaution, they cleared the entire pool.
Yeah.
There's 20 kids, different classes, different teachers.
Did they drain the pool?
No, they didn't drain it. But
shock it with
that. Yeah, they put something in the water, and then they just inspected the area and made sure. And so there's 20 kids crying because they can't swim, because they love it. It's fun.
Yeah.
They're not swimming. And so I'm holding my son. I'm soaking wet, and so I have to go out into the lobby to the bathroom to change him, and all the parents are sitting there.
You're the guy.
Their arms folded, and so I don't have a shirt on. I'm just in my swimsuit, soaking wet, dripping water, holding my kid.
With the pool baby.
Yep, sorry guys, that was me. Yep.
I mean, he's a baby. This happens,
it happens
to everyone.
But it's awful if you're the parent that it happens to. Nick, I've met people that have had that situation where you got the double on, and then you know he pooped.
Yeah.
How close were you to not saying anything and just leaving?
Well, at first, he swims underwater and comes up, and I hear him start doing little grunts. And then I feel his stomach, and it's tight. So I'm like, okay. So I kind of feel under the bum and see what's going on. I thought, oh, not so much. And then about 5 seconds later, it was a lot. I said, okay, I've got to go now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it happens, Nick.
So that was embarrassing. Yeah. Weird walk of shame, soaking wet.
He sees a bunch
of parents.
Did you maybe scare him?
I don't know. Maybe I scared the poo out of him. I don't know. Maybe I did.
I don't want to swim in that pool.
That's all good. They shock it. It's all good. You can go back in. Did they resume the classes after?
They did. By the time we had changed him, they were back in the pool swimming.
Did you go get back in with him?
No, the class was close to over, and I thought, I'm cutting my losses here. Let's go. Yeah.
I just almost wouldn't ever go back to that pool.
No, it's great. We love it, but it was just really embarrassing. But it happens.
Yeah, yeah.
It happens.
Yeah, we didn't go back to that water park where Kaysen pooped for at least 4 years. That was bad. Well, good on Davis. Can he float on his back and everything?
We're getting there. We're getting there.
Almost there?
That's awesome,
we're getting there.
Man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He can hold his breath 4 or 5 seconds underwater, which is really great. So.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Al, Davis can swim better than you can.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Truth.
No doubt. Yeah.
Please go do one of these classes.
We've done this, Jenna. I took a child swim class as a bit several years ago. I took swimming in school at St. Mark's, and I took swimming lessons at Big L when I was growing up. Big L, that was the name of the pool. And I've taken 3 or 4 swim lessons.
It's not your thing.
I'm not a good swimmer. Just not your thing.
You just need to not drown.
I need to not drown?
That's what you need to learn. I'm not a strong swimmer, but I cannot drown.
I can not drown. That's how well I can
float. Well, yeah. Nick, welcome to the poo club, bud.
Thanks. It's nice to be here.
Club poo.
It's a club I hope to never join.
Kelly, you never joined it?
No.
It's never too late.
Well.
No, how old is Emma Kelly now?
She's 11. She can control herself. Thank you.
It's too late now.
Or at least she's joining as a baby and not as an adult.
Speaking of bodily functions, The Bachelor last night.
Gotta get to it, huh?
How far are girls willing to go to marry this Ari Leyendyke? And that's how he says his name, by the way. It's Leyendyke, not Lewandyke. Jenna's former boo.
We went out once.
Well, that's not the way we remember it.
Would you drink a number one so you could become a two? With Ari.
What?
We'll talk about The Bachelorette next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got your Bonnaroo tickets this hour. About 40 minutes away from hooking you up with those passes. Nice little road trip.
Mm-hmm.
Go check out some great music. A bunch of acts are going to be there. Over 100, right?
Yeah.
Like 120.
Over 120, yeah.
120. We got Good News Tuesday coming up in about an hour and a half.
All right.
And we got Does That Make Me Crazy in about 20 minutes. If you want to get your crazies in, that's all good. A lot of crazies going on with The Bachelor. Kelly, I know you were trying to live tweet last night.
He was so boring, I had nothing. I felt so bad.
Yeah.
It's like, either I'm really older and less snarky am I than I used to be, or just it's just not, there's nothing to even criticize. It's just boring.
I felt like a bad black.
Why?
Because I was trying to watch, because he's going out with the black girl, right?
Yeah.
I can't even remember her name. That, I mean, nothing against her.
That's
she's
okay.
Beautiful,
it's
but
hard
I just,
to remember names.
Cyan.
But I just felt like I'm letting her down because it's not holding my interest
at all. Well, we're interested because, Jenna, you got to go on a date with this guy, and this is the closest we've ever gotten to a bachelor.
Yeah. Jenna.
Jenna wakes up stress.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Jenna did not accept it. That's why she's in the studio this morning with us.
We had a great date, though. I know people ask me, I want all the details. I'm like, well, we had a great date.
Yeah.
Some mutual friends set us up. They thought we'd be a good fit. We had a great time.
Dinner and dancing?
Dinner, yes. Drinks.
Did he put
dinner,
his hand on the side of your face when he kissed you?
Drinks in between all of that. Yes.
He did.
That's his move. That's his
go-to. Yeah.
Full face grabbing.
Yeah.
Is it weird to watch a guy you've been on a date with go on a bunch of dates on TV?
Yeah.
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 It's and weird. Do the to same watch. Thing it's over
weird.
And over.
Well, it's also weird to watch because it's not like I dated him for a long time.
No, it was one
and
date, right?
I know him really well. I still feel like watching little bits of the show, I'm getting to know him. And it's weird. I think it's just Oogie watching people on first dates on TV,
right.
Period.
Yeah.
One after another. But he's really engaged in the conversation. He's a really nice guy.
It would have probably worked a little bit better if he didn't live in Scottsdale, right?
That was really the only problem.
That was
the
problem.
Yeah, and then he got kind of mad at me because I didn't go out with him again the next day. But I feel like it was Valentine's Day, and I didn't want to go on a second date with a guy when I was going to pick up my rescue dogs. I didn't want to go on a date with him again the next day. I thought you're supposed to play it a little cooler than that. Like, next time you're in town, you know? He was kind of like, all right, well, you blew me off. I'm like, no, I didn't.
But you guys are
and
still
that's
friends.
How it ended. Yeah, we're
and
still
that's
friends.
How it ended.
Yeah.
Well, who I thought was the favorite at the beginning of the season was that Crystal girl. She's a personal trainer from San Diego.
The blonde girl that's real cute.
The blonde girl that's really cute.
They're all real cute.
It was real crazy last night.
Yeah. They got to have a crazy one.
Jimmy Kimmel and I are on the same wave when it comes to Crystal because this is what he had some harsh words for this girl.
This Crystal might have the single most annoying voice in not just Bachelor, but television history.
Wow. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Crystal. How are you?
Good.
Hi.
Can I steal some time?
Sure.
Congratulations.
Hi.
How are you?
A little bit about me. Excuse me, ladies. Hi, guys.
Hi.
My evening's going amazing because I have a rose.
Cheers.
Oh,
hey.
Oh, my God.
Hi, guys. Oh. How exciting. Yeah. Yes.
Oh. Hi. Crystal.
Jimmy, well, the song the mermaids sing that make you want to crash your ship into a pile of rocks.
But you know what? In previews, she drops that act. She starts losing her mind.
Oh, really? I think
and
they
the
start.
The real Crystal starts coming out. And she's like, I've had enough of this.
They start feeding them alcohol because they've been really,
they've been holding back,
shutting
I
it
think.
Down with
sober.
The alcohol. Yeah, they're sober. And finally, they're opening it up, and I see them drinking, and you see the real deal coming out.
Mm. Here's the thing. They finally leave the Bachelor Manor, and they're like, they're so excited. Where are we going? Where are we going? Tahoe. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't,
Tahoe's
you know,
fun.
That's fine. Tahoe's great. Yeah. And then next week, they're going to, like, North Carolina or something. It's like, when are they...
Yeah, what happened to the...
The whole big thing is the fantasy of traveling.
Yeah.
I get it. The United States is beautiful, but in part of the gig, you get to go somewhere.
Yeah, Iceland or somewhere. Spain.
Maybe
or somewhere. Yeah.
Budget was not
I guess
made,
not.
Probably.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It made me want to go.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's the point of these places. It's like a big tourism ad.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to Thailand, right?
Yeah, they'll go.
Eventually, maybe, but somewhere. Not next week.
Once they cut it down to like six, probably.
Yeah, airfare.
Yeah, but because they go to this Tahoe, for some reason they decide to take them on this survivalist excursion.
Yeah, with like a Navy SEAL and all this
stuff.
Yeah,
that's retired. We're going to teach you how to survive because that's what you need in relationships, is how to survive. So they gave everybody their own thermos and told them they had to go pee in it.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed this.
Here's what Ari had to say about that bad boy right there.
Since obviously Ari's got to lead by example, okay?
All right.
Go ahead and lead by example. Show them how it's done.
So they all peed in these thermals.
He said when you're in a survivalist mode and there's no access to fresh water, you have to drink your own.
Yeah.
And okay. So Ari is going.
But I'll do it when I'm in that situation.
Yeah. Right. First of all, for a guy to pee in a thermos, no problem. Boop, boop, boop. The girls go behind rocks and they're like, this is a mess.
Yeah.
You've never had to be at an exam the doctor's office where they give you these little Dixie cups. It is a nightmare.
They hand you that little cup and there's a little window right there. Uh-huh. Yeah. The way you're, for it's us awful. Ladies, like straddling over the toilet, like, I'm just going to pee all over my hand.
So here you are outside in nature where it's freezing. They give you a thermos and you're supposed to aim and not make a mess.
Yeah.
And then you come back and then Ari's going to lead by example and drink it. And the girls are like, some of them are like, okay, we've got to impress the bachelor that we can drink pee because we're good sports.
How much have they been drinking?
That's the thing. We're all good sports. So if you don't participate, you're going to lose Ari.
I wouldn't be with a man who expected me to do this. I would never drink pee.
It's degrading
for anyone.
Yeah. As Ari as the bachelor, I would think he'd have some veto over some of these little stunts they pull.
Yes. Well, there's a rainbow at the end of this. Kind of.
What rainbow?
Since obviously Ari's got to lead by example, okay?
All right.
Go ahead and lead by example. Show him how it's done.
I'm impressed. This man could make it out in the wilderness. I feel like he could protect me.
Oh my God. I'm doing it.
Just apple juice. Now I need to drink your own pee.
I'll drink my pee for Ari.
No,
you wouldn't.
No.
This girl was literally about to drink it, and he had to stop her.
No,
unbelievable.
No. Part of me wanted him to let her go.
Part of me was
like, is she really going to do this? Because I need you to go if you do.
I would not drink my pee for J-Lo.
And then let's go be good sports again. Let's go eat worms.
No.
And some of them did it.
Again. Yeah, I saw that.
That girl was all about eating them.
It's like, this is just gross.
Yeah.
Well, Kelly, in all fairness, you ate worms in Mexico.
You did.
Unbeknownst to me. And they weren't alive.
These were dirty worms.
I thought they were spicy worms.
Am I saying it right? Worms? Worms. I've been practicing.
Worms.
I practiced all night because I knew we were going to talk about the worms.
Worms.
I just didn't like that at all.
Can't do it.
Yeah, they still had dirt on them.
No.
You got to weed out the prissies, though.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, but that's not fair.
Bachelor to try and meet up with Fear Factor.
Right.
I don't need that.
I don't know. Do you chew these or you just swallow the worms?
If I was forced with a gun to my head, I would swallow it without chewing.
That's what I would do, but I feel like he would live in there.
It's so funny to me that women want to be with a man so badly that they'd like eat their own bathroom.
No. I don't need that
like,
girl.
I need a man. I'm going to eat my bowel movement.
But then the girl that doesn't do it is like me. Like, I'm not doing that. You're a poor sport. You're never going to find
that. We would not do it together.
Thank you, Al.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
No.
Moving on.
Wait. The girl that looks like Halsey. And is a little bit. She's a cross between Halsey and Miley Cyrus. Her name is Becca.
Okay. Oh, that's really young.
The whole time, all these girls are talking about. Does Ari know how old she is?
How young she is.
It's like the 23 and 24 year olds.
Right.
Does he know that she's not ready? So finally,
like we are at 25.
Yeah.
At 25, we've got it all figured out.
I'm 23. I've been through a lot of life. Does Ari know that she hasn't gone through that life? Becca finally revealed her age to Ari, and his reaction was different.
Wait, do you know how old I am?
No, I don't. How old are you?
I don't know what I'm going to say, because I haven't been wanting you to, like, see me through the lens of my age.
Yeah, but I haven't yet, you know?
Because you haven't known.
Of course, I haven't asked you. I wanted to get to know you first. How old are you?
I'm 22.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
22. You're so young.
I know.
Oh. Goodbye.
Gosh. Have you ever dated anyone my age?
I've casually dated people that are in their 30s. I've never had a serious relationship.
The next 20 minutes of the episode, Ari kept saying, You're so young.
Oh, it didn't matter. I knew he wasn't going to send her home. There's too much sexual chemistry between the two of them.
She's mature enough, and she said
she's got to sow her oats.
She comes from a family where they married young. She doesn't like the club life. She's more of an outdoorsy kind of girl.
She likes to make out.
Ari likes to make out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean,
she's not going to win. I mean, I think it's going to be one of these girls that still hasn't shined, because usually that's the thing, the girl that's kind of in the shadows, the dark horse, they call her.
Uh-huh.
I don't think she's going to win, but he's not getting rid of her yet.
No.
He wants to make out with
her.
Got
a perfectly good 22-year-old hot girl right there? No, he's going to kick her out.
And she's really cool. Like, she hasn't shown any signs of psycho or crazy.
She goes with the flow.
She doesn't beef with anyone.
No.
All the other girls are fighting amongst themselves. She's the one that's chilling. Nobody hates her.
Well, she'll be calling out people in previews for the coming week. She'll be calling out Crystal and stuff. But she doesn't participate in the silliness. Yeah.
That's good.
And at the end of the episode, there's something we need to talk about. Because
what?
Marique accused Chelsea...
I don't know how you guys made it to the
this
end
was hilarious. This is in the credits, so you have to stay tuned for the credits, because sometimes that's the little nugget of gold.
And this girl is for reals. This is the Kim Kardashian-like girl. She's very, very
beautiful,
glam.
Exotic. Exotic. Yeah.
And she's talking to the single mom who, week one, we thought she was going to be the crazy.
She's not.
Now,
she's
Chelsea.
Cool.
Now, I like her. She's
chilled.
Level-headed. She was just kind of nervous probably the first week. And she's found her little zone. She's good.
Yeah, she's not going after people. But she. Yeah. So it's between these two girls. It's a new type of shaming we need to be aware of.
I had kind of a weird conversation with Ari yesterday. Someone told him that he was using my compass as a mirror. Oh, I don't think that was me. I said that you were brushing your hair. So you did talk to him about me. It was completely lighthearted and in a joke. But, you know, just like people slut shame and body shame people, you're like glam shaming me.
Like, what is glam shaming? I've never been accused of being anti-glam. I am a former model. I mean, that was part of my career, is to get glammed up.
Unbelievable.
Glam
and
shaming.
The girl was not
she
joking.
She was so serious
glam
about it.
Shame. Come
I feel
on.
Like you're glam shaming me.
Come on, Kim.
What does
I mean,
happened?
It's not Kim, but she looks like Kim Kardashian.
You're glam shaming me.
Oh, boy. They got to have something to fuss about, something to put on TV, I guess, Kelly.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just not.
Yeah. I'm like,
I can watch about 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah. I'm like, Jenna, I don't know how y'all made it to the end. Because I don't even know when I fell asleep.
I didn't even care at some point. Yeah, you know? I didn't even care who got eliminated.
Yeah.
Well, I'll probably find out who won because my wife's friend told her yesterday on a text.
Why?
She opened it. She goes, why? And I said, what happened? She goes, my friend just told me who wins.
Why would people do that?
And then she looked at me. She's like, well, you know what that means. And I was like, you're going to slip and tell me. And she goes, yeah.
Why do people do that?
I don't know. And I hate knowing that. Now that I've gone back and forth from going to Reality Steve to not going. I like not knowing.
Not knowing is the
so
fun
much
part.
More fun that way. Because once I know, I'm over it.
That stinks.
You know who wins, Jenna? You looked it up.
Yes. And okay. I can't stand this show. Does that make me crazy?
No.
It's a good learning. It's good for learning when you're dating, I think.
What it is.
But everything's
don't do what they do.
I don't do that.
Don't do that. But we do want you to call in for Does That Make Me Crazy, Kid Nation. Pick up those phones and dial 1-800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Those quirky things you have always done, you think they're normal, but they're not. We're here to tell you, you're crazy. We will take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're going to spin the Bonner Roulette.
Yeah.
For your chance to go to Bonnaroo here in probably about 20 minutes. We'll hook you up with your chance. If it lands on your birthday month, you'll have a chance to call in and win. It's that simple.
Pretty easy.
And right now it's time to get to Does That Make Me Crazy, Kid Nation. We know you want to call the show and have us tell you that you're crazy.
That's the goal,
That's the goal of Does That Make Me Crazy.
How can we disappoint them when we say no? We understand.
Jenna has something to say.
I need a man. I'm
going to
eat my bowel movement.
What?
Does that make her crazy?
Oh.
Yes.
Erase that. I don't even want to hear that again.
I knew that would happen.
Does that make Jenna crazy?
Oh,
yeah.
I will never play that again.
Never want to hear that again.
Making fun of the Bachelor.
I know Jenna regretted that as soon as she said that.
Gosh.
Ooh. Kid Nation noticed. And now
I hate it. I hate, you know, that's one thing I just really don't ever do is the bathroom talk. That was me making fun of The Bachelor. I hate it.
Unfortunately, that lives forever now in soundbite.
No.
I love that they don't even want it.
Right.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
A couple from the text here.
Bring it.
Oh, we were just talking about, we did the B-Dubs Blazing Hot Wing Challenge.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
My friend was pregnant, ordered the Blazing Wings from B-Dubs, then put Tabasco sauce on them, and ate them like nothing. But she's also from Thailand. Does that make her crazy?
No.
Whoa.
And her
When
baby.
I was pregnant, I had the highest tolerance for spice. I couldn't get enough spice. It's like your taste buds are deadened to it. I couldn't get things spicy enough. And towards the end, you get such bad heartburn, you couldn't do it anymore. But
Is
I totally
like
relate.
Spicy?
She likes spicy seasoning, but not so much heat, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I completely relate to that.
I think you do that, and you make your baby come out with red hair. It is so hot. That's probably what happened. Your mom probably ate a lot of spicy food.
Emma Kelly Brunette. So that didn't work. So,
that kills your...
That's okay. Yeah, but I get that.
Work through it. Work through it.
We're working through it,
work
big
through
guy, man.
Work through it, big dog.
So every time I yawn from the text, every time I yawn, when I finish, I start singing the Lion King theme song.
No,
does that make me crazy? Yeah, that's cool. I like that. Keep doing that. That's cool, crazy.
I think that song just... I do it when I pick my dog up. You know, if I have to pick her up and carry her somewhere, I just raise her up and sing. Yeah. She loves it.
Speaking of Jenna, I hope Jenna gets married because I really just want to see what wedding dress she would pick. Does that make me crazy?
She could still pick one.
Yeah, she could pick one.
Yeah, do you want me to go,
that would just
go
make
try
Jenna
one
crazy.
On for you? Yeah.
That would make Jenna crazy.
I don't love wedding dresses.
You don't like them?
That's a hard decision. Yeah. I think it's hard to pull off some white strapless thing.
Would you go with a pantsuit, maybe?
A pantsuit?
Wedding pantsuit?
No, I'd go with just like a silk white sheath, like a beachy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Truly, it makes me crazy. I've never envisioned...
The dress.
The dress, or I think it really is contingent on who I end up being with. I don't really want a wedding. If he wants a wedding, I'll have a wedding.
Whoa. Right?
If
All
he
right.
wants
there
one.
There you have it. Caller 10 right now.
Speaking of marriage, good news for those about to tie the knot. New research shows that the final average cost of a wedding in the U.S. has fallen about 4%.
Good.
It is now about $25,764.
Ooh-wee.
Which I
hope
could...
that is a great vacation.
Exactly. Take it and take a great vacation with your new husband or new wife.
Yeah.
This is from somebody who is married.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to safari it.
We went way below that, by the way, for my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how my wife did it, but she went like way below that. Way, way,
I
way below.
I got married on the side of the road.
We basically did, yeah, you're right.
Cars passing by. Don't do it!
That was so funny.
Yeah, I still think about those kids that drove by and screamed, she cheated! And in my head, I'm like, did she?
Oh, JC.
At the moment when you're sitting there, I'm like, what are these high school kids know that I don't know? Of course she didn't. What's up, Jessica?
Hi. So when I'm in the car alone, I really like the smell of my own fart. Like it brings
me. And that's something I don't hear girls.
A little bit of joy.
Yeah.
What is up with these people?
Did you give us a fake name?
Yes, I did.
I am good.
Yeah. Good.
Jessica.
Oh, my gosh.
I've heard men say this before.
I think a lot of people do it. You might not admit you do it, but it's one of those that a lot of people are like,
no. Yeah, no. You sound so pretty.
Pretty people toot.
No, they don't.
J-Lo toots out, pretty, believe
no,
it or not.
She does not.
Yes, she does.
No.
Everybody
no,
toots.
Doesn't.
There's
no.
a book about that.
No.
And you got to get your... eating under control.
All right, baby. You're crazy. Bye.
I think you're...
But she wants to be crazy.
Right. You're normal, because a lot of people do it, but I think you're crazy for calling the radio station.
You're a little crazy.
Yeah. Jessica, welcome to the crazy club.
Take care.
You don't want to ask her on a date out?
No.
Ow.
What?
You're being mean.
Yeah.
No, I just called her crazy.
Everybody does it.
You're being dismissive and mean.
So dismissive. Speaking of Big Al Mac.
Oh, Lord.
I'm still bumbling to try to find Big Al's profile to swipe right, even though I heard his date from yesterday. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
So yeah. Big Al met this girl on Bumble and asked her to show up at his bar.
Yeah.
And then
it's a meet and greet.
She ordered a drink, and Big Al watched as she reached in her pocket slowly to grab that credit card and pay for her drink.
Yep.
Hey, sale is a sale, dog.
Al, stop it.
You sound like such a jerk.
And then after the
second
drink, he walked her out because she was like, yeah, this isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, I didn't even pay valet.
I paid for a second drink.
See? My boy took care of her.
And I made it with my own hands.
With his hands. So it was probably not very strong. Sometimes when a song comes on from the text, after you guys are done talking, I imagine you guys are the artist singing it. Does that make me crazy?
Huh, it's very unusual. Yeah. Never heard that one
before. I like that. I legit thought that when I was a kid. I thought the people talking were the people singing.
Oh. Uh-huh.
As a kid. Well, I was little. I was probably like 13.
Don't ruin it.
Yeah.
We should do a segment like that. Where we're just talking, and then we just intro a song, and one of us singing.
Here's Bruno Mars and 24 Karat Magic.
Oh, can you imagine if we switched? We switched all the music to us actually singing it all day long.
Yes, I can.
Wow.
It'd be awful.
It'd be great.
That might be actually kind of fun.
It might be fun. I'll put that together.
Yeah, you're not crazy. You just gave us a great idea.
Yeah, you did.
What's up, Travis?
What's up, guys?
You, hey. Buddy, you.
Hey, man, we're about to find out if you're crazy or not. Hit us with it.
All right, so my wife loses a lot of hair in the shower, and when I get in the shower or I have to take a shower and there's, like, loose hair on the walls because she strings it on the walls, or if it's in the bathtub, I have to either make her come clean it up or I have to get a cup of water to splash it to make it go down the drain. And when I'm taking a shower and I see a hair, I should, like, jump over it so it doesn't touch my feet because I'm so grossed out by it.
Yeah. It is pretty gross.
Loose hair is gross.
Have you ever done just written a message with the hair on the shower wall just to let her know?
No, because then he has to touch it.
Yeah. You can wear a glove or something.
I haven't done that because I'm not going to touch it. That's just disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you on that, dog.
Hair in the shower is gross, yeah.
Yeah,
you got to remember to wipe that out, ladies.
Yeah. Not a fan.
I hate my own loose hair.
I do, too. It's gross. Yeah. It makes myself gag sometimes.
Oh, you guys even gag on it.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. It's gross.
I mean, mine normally collects in the drain. It's so long, it can't go down. Mm-hmm. So at least it's laying there. I have to just pick it up. I hate it. It grosses me out.
Me too. Yeah.
I like to say.
Now, what hair?
Yeah.
A girl's hair. In the occasion. Not mine.
I just want to be part of the conversation.
Yeah, me too. Hate it. Hate my gross, loose hair.
Yeah. Mine's passive aggressive because I'll save it off to the side my wife has it.
Yeah, you guys leave yours in the sink. The shaved.
Sometimes I try not to, but my wife will have it in the shower, so I'll put it off to the corner so that when she tells me to clean up my clothes that I have clumped up in the closet, I say, I'll do it when you clean up the clump of hair in the shower, so I have something to fall back on.
Yeah, you do.
There you go. That's a good strategy.
It's always good, Al. You always have to have a comeback. Hey, Valerie.
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy?
Well, here's the thing. I have a high school son and two middle school kids. And so when I drop them off, I embarrass them because they don't give me hugs and kisses anymore. So what I do to get my loving, I act like it's going to be a long farewell. So when they get out of the car, I toot my horn and I extend my arm and I go, no,
That's
and
funny.
They're looking back really embarrassed because their friends are like, what's wrong with your mom?
That's
I love
funny.
It.
That's funny.
Gotta embarrass
them. Yeah, you keep doing that.
It should be every parent's right to be able to embarrass their kid a little bit.
I look back at it. It was all good.
Yeah.
I'm mortified at the time.
Oh, right. Hated it at the time.
Right. So funny, though.
But I get where they're coming from. You have a wonderful day, Valerie.
Keep embarrassing those kids.
Yeah, for sure.
No, don't go, Valerie.
No, wait.
Nick, you have a question for us?
I want to know if I'm crazy.
Okay.
So I have a pair of pants that I just wear around the house. I call them my couch pants.
Yeah.
And then I have a pair of pants that I just wear to bed. Does that make me crazy? Sleep pants. Bed pants and couch pants.
Oh, so it's two different ones.
Two different pants. I wear gray pants around the house. I have a dog that sheds a lot.
Uh-huh.
So you can't really see the hair on the gray pants.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I go to bed, I wear black pants. And you can see the hair so I know if they're dirty. Because I don't want hair in my bed.
Sure.
I just have bed pants and couch pants.
You ever mix them up?
No. Oh, no.
Oh, you can't.
My wife thinks I'm insane for doing this. But I think I'm just trying to help out around the house. This is my way of helping.
It's a lot of work because you have to take off your work pants or whatever you have on during the day
to
put on your couch pants. Then you have to take off your couch pants to put on your bed pants. You probably spend a good 2 hours a week just changing pants.
Yep. I don't know. Does that make me crazy?
A little bit.
When Al spells it out, sort of.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a little
crazy. That's a little crazy.
It's a lot of clean pants.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, you agree with my wife.
But I understand it, Nick. I don't do it, but I understand it. Yeah, you're crazy. The house pants. And the dog pants. The cough pants.
But we all have house pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine are usually the same pants. Like,
I just sleep in mine.
Mine are normally like work pants, house pants.
Yeah, right?
Mine are shorts. I can't sleep in pants. Yeah, I have to wear shorts when I sleep.
Can you hang out around your house in just jeans? I feel like I can never be comfortable just
sitting
on my couch in jeans.
Yeah, I'm really tired.
No, I can't.
And then I'm on the couch. I'm like, why am I in jeans? I'm so uncomfortable.
I'd rather just be in my underwear.
I usually take the pants off the second I walk in to go put on sweatpants.
Oh, okay, you put pants on afterwards.
Sometimes. Yeah. Live alone. Who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah, just walk around.
That's the best part about living alone.
Yeah.
If you want to keep sending us those That Make Me Crazy text messages, go ahead, or on Twitter, make sure you use the hashtag Does That Make Me Crazy. It'll be back next week. But we got to go to a break because the Oscar nominations are coming out.
Okay.
So we're going to announce who is being nominated this
morning.
They're
coming out as we're speaking right now.
The big deals. And another big deal, Bonnaroo. We got Bonnaroulette coming up. Your chance to go out there to Tennessee to check out a bunch of cool artists is coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we got the Oscar nominations coming out as we speak. But before we do that, we need to spin a wheel. Yes, the Bonnaroulette.
Here we go.
I'm going to head on out to Manchester, Tennessee. June 7th through the 10th. We're spinning the wheel. If it lands on your birthday month, we'll ask for a caller number. And then if you're that caller, you'll win.
Pretty simple.
Any month.
That means if you have a birthday this year, you can call in and win.
But only if you have a birthday.
Yeah. Man, it feels like everyone's having birthdays this year. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. What if you've already had your birthday this year?
Doesn't matter.
You can still call?
Any birthday.
Right. Yep.
We'll take caller number 17.
What if you've decided to stop celebrating your birthday? Well, you still got one.
You were still born.
Yeah.
It's on your ID.
All right.
That's all we need is just proof that you were born.
All right.
Usually the proof is
that you were born.
Yeah, proof is that you're there. So there you go. Any month can win.
All right.
And the Oscars finally are giving us their nominees.
Yep. It's done.
It's all done and said and done. Yep. We know everything.
Tiffany Haddish and this actor named Andy Serkis. I know him from something. I just can't remember where.
Andy Serkis.
What a cool name.
Serkis is how he spells it, though. He's British.
So they're doing that. So they have to wake up super early in LA.
Super early.
Oh, he's Gollum.
There you go.
Oh, he's Gollum?
The Ring. Yeah, amongst a lot of other things. But yeah,
He's also Planet of the Apes, King Kong. So now we know.
He's so good, yeah.
So these are the Best Picture nominees for the Oscars.
And finally, here are the nine films selected as Best Picture nominees. Call Me by Your Name.
Darkest Hour.
Dunkirk.
Get Out.
Lady Bird.
Phantom Thread.
The Post.
The Shape of Water.
And Three Billboards Outside Ebbin, Missouri.
Missouri.
By the way, that's how you're supposed to say it. Missouri.
You think?
That's the title of the movie. That's how the lady was saying it at the SAG Awards. The one won, the actress.
Missouri. Huh.
Missouri.
Well, there you go. 9 nominations for Best Picture.
I haven't seen any of them except for Get Out.
I saw Get Out.
That's it. That's about it.
I have seen none.
I heard people talk about Dunkirk.
You have seen Dunkirk, Get Out.
And
I need to watch it because Harry's in it, right? Harry Styles?
Yes.
That's
why
I need to see it.
Okay. It's called Missouri, huh?
Missouri. Three Billboards Outside of Missouri. That's how she was saying it at the SAG Awards.
You got to show me, dog.
What?
Get it? You don't get it.
No, I don't. You want me to show you the three billboards?
No. Missouri is known as the...
Show Me Stay.
Yeah.
Dang it. Look at me.
I've heard the movie's great, though.
Super
That's
slow.
The
Thank
one
you.
I would like to see.
Got a little slow clap.
Now I like that better, Al. Right. I like that a lot better now that I get it. But a lot of people got that.
I grew up in Ohio, so not Missouri. I've been to Missouri a lot. I've never heard anyone say Missouri.
I haven't either, but that's,
either.
You know.
Until I heard it the other day.
There you go.
But I'm telling you, she was saying Missouri.
I believe you.
I believe you.
Actor in leading role.
Okay.
Hopefully Harry Styles is nominated here.
Yes, here.
Is
For
he?
Performance by an actor in a leading role, Timothy Chalamet in Call Me By Your Name.
Didn't see it.
Daniel Day-Lewis in Phantom Thread.
Oh, that was really slow. Didn't see it.
Daniel Kaluuya.
Hallelujah.
Daniel Kaluuya.
Kaluuya.
Yeah, you know him. He know his name. Then Get Out. Gary Oldman in Darkest Hour. And Denzel Washington in Roman J. Israel, Esquire.
Now, Gary Oldman won the SAG, right? Which usually is the...
He won it... Did he win it for Three Billboards?
Oh, no, James Franco did.
Yeah, he won it for Best Supporting Actor,
right,
I believe,
right.
For Three Billboards. I believe. I don't have that in front of me.
And this one, he gets it for leading.
I'm embarrassed. I didn't see that Denzel movie. I'm a Denzel fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But Sam Rockwell is also nominated for Best Supporting Actor Oscar for Three Billboards as well. So he's nominated for Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor.
Whoa.
All right.
So he supported himself, basically.
He's a good supporter.
How about actress in a leading role?
And for performance by an actress in a leading role, Sally Hawkins in The Shape of Water. Yes, Frances McDormand in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Margot Robbie in I, Tonya. Saoirse Ronan in Lady Bird. And Meryl Streep in The Post.
I might need to see that Billboards one because Woody Harrelson's also nominated Best Supporting Actor along with Sam Rockwell.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
People from Missouri are texting. Longtime Missouri resident. It is not Missouri. There is not an A at the end of Missouri.
Yes, okay. Missouri. It's just a cultural thing. Based on where you live. Geographical.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So. You know?
But
lived here my whole life. It's not Missouri. As a Missourian, I can clarify. If you're from Missouri, it's Missouri.
What?
If you're not, it's Missouri.
Well, there you go.
So you have to earn it to say it that way.
It's like Hawaii. Is it Hawaii? Is it Hawaii?
I've heard of it, yeah.
It's like everybody.
Hawaii. Hawaii. I like saying Hawaii.
Right, you know?
The soft W. So is it Missouri or not?
That's so
weird. You know
what?
It's Missouri to me.
It's Missouri to me.
There you go.
We'll call it Missouri. I like it better like that.
Oh, wow. I hope this person wins.
We'll get you some more of the Oscar nominations, probably with the Showbiz Top 5 with Kelly, right?
Yeah, I'll give you a few more of the highlights. I don't know if y'all want to know about sound editing.
Nah, we're not. We'll find out when the Oscars happen about that one.
Yeah, we'll do that.
But some other ones will be good. But we do have to give away these tickets to Bonnaroo. We spun the wheel. Big Al Mack, it landed on any month.
Any month, and I'm anxiously awaiting to see if our caller has a birthday in any month.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Do you have a birthday in any month?
Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, prove it.
Interesting.
When's your birthday?
September 18th.
September 18th.
Well, that's in any month, right?
I mean, look, yeah.
Can you look in the calendar, Al? Is that September one of the months?
Actually, in any month.
Congratulations, Amanda.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay, you were born.
Are you excited that you have scored yourself two passes to the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival?
Yes.
You like music? Who are you going to take with you?
My husband.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, the two of you are going to get to see Eminem, The Killers, Muse, Future. You sound like you're really into Future, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just giving you a hard time. There's actually over 120 artists. Maybe Sturgill Simpson's more up your alley. I don't know. But there'll be someone or multiple acts you'll love to see. You get two weekend passes, a car camping permit, $250 in road trip cash.
There you go.
It's going to be a fun weekend. Yeah.
You sound so excited. Y'all know you're taking tickets.
Yeah, we'll get you all set up with your tickets, Amanda.
I think Amanda's not really sure what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, she just wanted to take a spot.
And it's like, I just heard a call.
Yeah. No, she knows what's going on. Hold on for us, Amanda. We'll get you all set up. Got another.
Sometimes.
We got more tickets to give away tomorrow. We already gave away a VIP pass.
Yeah, we did.
First day. First call on the envelopes right there. But general admission is just as good. That way you get to be with the people.
That's right.
Smell the smells.
Right.
Taste the
you
air.
You don't want to be in VIP.
Nah, no. Man.
What?
Shower. I want the shower at a festival.
True fans are in GA.
Exactly. Spring some wipes, like Jenna said, and you're golden.
There you go.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news.
Yes.
Baby.
If you have some good news to share with us, we would love to hear it. Pick up that phone and dial it up. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We're all about feeling good. Monday's finally over.
Yeah. We need some good news. There's a lot of bad news in the world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Kelly, I got a story for you. While,
not a bad one. A good one.
Well, we get our Kid Nation members to get lined up here real quick.
A good one?
It's a good one.
Okay, good.
It's a little bit sad, but really sweet
like
at the same time. Yeah. So there's this 68-year-old guy in New Zealand. Okay. His name's Michael Joyce. And he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's back in 2010.
Okay.
And if you've ever dealt with this disease, it's awful.
Awful.
Because you see your parents, your uncles, grandparents just basically forget you.
And there is so much fear. They're so frightened.
They know what's happening. It's that you see the fear in their eyes. It's just Alzheimer's is awful.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been married to his wife, Linda, for 34 years. And she has stuck with him through all of this. And there's a lot of downs when you have Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Earlier this month, he forgot they were married. But he proposed to her again.
Aww.
Really?
She was sitting on a lounge chair at their house when he walked in the room looking very nervous.
Aww.
And he asked, Linda, will you marry me?
Aww.
Oh, that's sweet.
Now, instead of telling him, we're already married, Michael, she said, of course I'll marry you.
Yeah. Aww.
She said she didn't want to ruin the moment for him and figured he'd probably forget about it the next day. But they woke up the next morning and he had not forgotten that he proposed to her and he wanted to set a date, so they did. Her friends helped her plan a lakeside ceremony this past Saturday and a local wedding photographer did all the photos for free.
Oh, that's cool.
And she said she kept expecting Michael to forget about it all week, but he never did. And in fact, he remembered.
He latched on to that idea. Yeah,
he remembered for 6 straight days.
Aww.
Sometimes that's what people need, is something to look forward to.
Yeah.
You know?
So they remarried even though they were still married.
That's awesome.
So he basically re-fell in love with the woman he fell in love with.
Yeah.
And forgot he was married to.
That is beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Uh-huh.
That's the sort of good news we want to hear from you, Kid Nation.
Absolutely.
Good news, you guys. My fiance gave me the best news last night. She said I don't have to worry about anything that has to do with the wedding.
Yay!
All I gotta do is pick my tuxedo.
There you go.
That's great.
Thank
news.
God.
Guys, all over Kid Nation are giving you a slow clap right now.
Nothing better than when you get engaged and your girl looks at you and goes, I got it.
Just show up there.
I love it.
My tuxedo. Also, can I get a shout out for my son Jackson? His birthday is today. Big 2. Happy birthday, Jackson. That's why we're feeling good.
Wow.
You're not the only one celebrating today.
You're number 2.
Daniel, what's up?
Hey, this is Daniel. This is Jackson's dad. You just gave me a shout out.
Well, there you go.
Oh, there you go.
His name is Jackson, and his little nickname there is Jacksonium, and he is the absolute cutest, most fun-loving little boy ever. Man, thank you guys so much for sharing that with everybody.
Oh, no.
He's listening right now and is so excited.
Thanks, pleasure, bro. Daniel. I bet you were a little nervous when your girl got pregnant and you didn't know if you were going to be a good father, but everything's turning out right, buddy?
It's all working out beautifully. Since we got married, we've now purchased a home for him to grow up in and thrive, and there's a little elementary school right next door, and all kinds of kids everywhere for him to play with.
You're living the life, man.
You got it all planned out.
Look at you, man.
Yeah.
You got plenty of good news going on for us. Happy birthday to Jackson. You have a wonderful day, Daniel. Thanks for calling and texting us.
Aw, to have so much to look forward to.
Right. That's beautiful.
Yeah. It's all those things you think about when you're a kid, and you're like, man, I can't wait till I'm married and have a house and a wife and kids, and it finally starts happening.
He's going to have a great Christmas card this year. I can just see him, wife, kid in front of the house. Uh-huh. That's going to be awesome.
They need a dog.
Maybe a dog. Maybe they do have a dog. I should ask.
I'm sure he does.
What's up, Mikey?
Hi, how y'all guys doing?
Doing great, man. You got some good news for us and for your lady, potentially.
Thinking about proposing soon. I already got a ring ready. Just picking out the day and planning it.
You're thinking about it,
Thinking about it. He's getting the plan.
I'm decided already.
Yeah, you're just trying to find the right romantic location?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Wow.
What are you thinking? You have any idea?
Something on the beach, probably.
Okay. So do you live near a beach?
Going all out. No, I live in the middle of a desert.
Oh, wow.
So you're going to take her on vacation.
So you're gonna know. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, just say, hey, baby, how about a trip to Mexico or maybe Florida, you know, Panama City or something.
You got to make sure you hide that ring very well.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you. Let us know how it goes, what you decide to do.
Yes, ma'am. Thank y'all for taking time to talk to me.
No, I'm pleasure, man. Congrats. Good luck with everything, Mikey.
Congrats, bro.
We love.
Oh, make sure you ask her dad for her hand in marriage, too.
Oh, yeah. Got to take care of that first.
Yeah, there you go, buddy. And don't tell her best friend, because her best friend will ruin it.
Man, JC.
Best friends always get too excited, and they'll tell the girl. Or they'll start acting differently. But you always got to ask dad, right?
Yes, that's a nice thing to do.
Speaking of the beach,
or
real
mom
quick,
if dad's not around.
We'll take some more good news here, but okay, if you're planning a vacation where you lounge on the beach,
yes,
I wrote this on Coastal Living Magazine, you guys.
Uh-huh.
You see all that white sand on the Hawaiian beaches
Don't
and all that good this. Stuff?
Don't ruin it.
Did you know it's mostly fish poop?
Why would you do that?
Basically parrotfish
poop.
This
is supposed to be,
exact.
Good parrot news, baby. Yeah. Tell me some good news. Don't you even hear the song that's playing in the background?
Yeah. No, I'm just letting you know in case you're going on vacation. These fish eat the dead coral, and then they poop it out, and it's little puffs of white sand. And then the sand accumulates on the ocean floor, gets tossed around by the surf, and then it comes out, and there you have it, your white sand.
Why would you share that?
So everybody needs to change their profiles on their dating websites to enjoy long walks in the poop.
Yep.
Yeah. See?
That's interesting right there. That we're just rolling around in poop like nothing.
I love it. You're swimming in their bathrooms.
Yeah,
I mean, you
good.
Just don't think about it. You just have to put that out of your mind.
You want to hit up the fish potty this weekend?
Yeah, I'm down. What's up, Clayton?
It is funny.
What up, Clayton?
What's going on, guys?
You.
What's your good news for us?
My good news is that after 2 years of searching, my wife and I found a new church where I can serve as the youth pastor.
Yay!
What's the name of the church, dude?
Grace Fellowship, a Baptist community in Boulevardy, Texas.
All right. That's wonderful.
Congratulations,
man. Brother.
Thank y'all.
Doing the Lord's work.
Absolutely.
And the youth pastor is such an influence on those young lives. I remember my youth pastors very well.
Yeah, they get
for sure.
They get kids that maybe were not introduced to church, you know, schools that get them into church. That's awesome, man. 2 years of looking, finally found it.
Yep.
From the text, filed my tax return. We're going to get a bunch of these now because it's almost tax season.
Oh, it is.
Filed my tax return, found out I'm getting $6,000 back.
Whoa.
Really needed it.
Whoa.
This holiday season and the weather keeping the boyfriend out of work has been kind of rough for us. And we're also 5 months pregnant with a baby girl.
Wow, you got a lot going on.
Nice.
Now we can take a mini vacation with that $6,000 return.
All right.
I don't think I've ever gotten that much. That would be so nice.
No, never.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, this is Ashley. My husband and I, we created a product, and we filed a patent on it, and the patent was granted.
Yay!
What?
We must know. What is the product?
You found a problem, and you're going to solve it. What problem are you solving?
It's a baby bottle label. So it's a band that you wrap around a bottle. It's silicone. And we put name, date, contents on it. And you write your baby's name, the date, and breast milk formula. And it's reusable. So you just wipe off the marker and reuse it the next day.
Very awesome. Good.
A nice, why didn't I think
something
of that moment
so
right
simple.
There?
Something so simple. You're going to be a millionaire.
Probably going to see your Shark Tank here in the next few months. Yeah. Congratulations, Ashley.
What if I could do that for beer?
I don't think so. A patent for beer.
Got to be able to.
Do people put it back in the fridge?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I got to have a way to be able to refrigerate it after it's been opened, because that's when you lose all your flavor.
Oh, if you want to keep the carbonation
and
all that.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to get a patent, Ashley?
It took about a year.
It's a lot of work.
They have to do a lot of research to make sure there's nothing similar and stuff. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Keep us posted on that. I want to see that product.
Man, I want to invent something.
I do too.
We'll do it, Kel.
What are we going to invent?
I don't know.
You know, we always...
Everything's been invented.
We have at least $1 million idea we never act on. You know that, right? At least one.
For sure.
We just got to act on it. What's up, Chase?
What's up, guys? How are you all doing this morning?
Great, man. What's your good news for us?
Well, my girlfriend and I have been dating for about 2 or 3 years, and after a couple of months of searching, we finally settled on a car that we're going to share together, and it's a 2007 Shelby GT Mustang.
Woo!
Nice one, Shelby.
My man.
We found it in Tyler, and they're going to deliver it to us on Thursday morning.
Wow.
This car had to have been your idea.
Yeah, this is a Chase production.
No girl goes out to own a Shelby Mustang.
No, she's a cool girl. She loves it.
Well, she's going to learn how to drive a standard for this car, so she's a keeper for sure.
Yes, she is. Yeah, I told you that was his idea.
Yeah, man, Chase, congratulations,
love
buddy.
It, dog.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.